Welcome back. It's a Monday, the 19th day of June, 2023. I'm your host, Mark Allen. It's been quite a weekend. Most know that Sunday was Father's Day. Turns out there was a farcical holiday, or still is, as well. I guess the major point of which seems to be to cheapen and dumb down the other holidays, like the big one coming up in just a couple of weeks. Certainly there's a lot of action, or at least there's a lot of smoke, on the World War III front. Will it go hot? How will it go hot? And when? I guess I should say, will it go hotter? And your host mind, anyway. One of the most interesting stories was on that front. It came from several sources, but the primary one seems to have been Hal Turner's radio show. Unlike so much in the way of military leaks and intelligence, we do have to take all of these with a grain of salt. Multiple stories came out on Saturday saying things like tanks and troops are deploying inside the USA and also in Communist Canada. There was an update saying, yep, there are more reports. Lots of videos that were posted online showing, quote, tanks, troops, assault aircraft all being deployed in the streets throughout the USA as of Saturday, June 17. Video showed tanks, and he provided the links, on highways in Idaho, Osprey helicopters dropping Marines in California residential neighborhoods, trainloads of military armor moving in Montreal, Quebec. And the question, as always, gets asked, is this a prelude to martial law? And here I've got a note. Remember, folks, the last time we had martial law in the United States, think masks and mandatory injections, they didn't call it martial law. It was just de facto. Oh, yeah, and remember, they call those injections vaccines, too, not Zyklon B. So you can guess what the dismissal was from the waystream media, even if it was only local news in most cases. This is just a drill, only an exercise. Don't worry your pretty little heads about it. These things happen all the time. So take your poke, go back to sleep, and let us have our way with your kids. Well, I even heard either directly or indirectly from a couple of sources that I have respect for saying there's scuttlebutt that says the intention, at least of the U.S. military, or is it the Biden Fuhrer and the Communist Chinese Party that's pulling the puppet strings, to have the U.S. at open war, and not just the proxy war that we're used to, within 24 to 48 hours. Well, interestingly, that time is almost up, and at least so far as the waystream press is concerned, we're not there yet. But that, again, also proves nothing. The fact that they don't even talk about it is pretty much an indication that, there may be something here, or it may be yet more disinformation. Probably, your host can't help but think, since history is a guide, more than a bit of both. If you're thinking about kids' fables like the story of the boy who cried wolf, you're probably on the right track, at least in part. And there may or may not be a bit more to this one this time. There's a major exercise still in progress in Europe that certainly looks like not only the biggest such exercise since at least World War II, but certainly a provocation to Russia, another poke of the bear. It's called Air Defender 2023. It's the officially largest air exercise in NATO history, and it's supposed to run through this Friday, June 23rd. So you know the rest of the world will be paying attention, even if most of America and the so-called West really isn't. Hal Turner reported that his military sources are saying that this is not a drill, because drills get advertised. These were not advertised, unquote, so this looks like war prep. Well, folks, there's one thing at least I believe your host can say with certainty. While it may look like war prep, the question is, for war against who? Because one thing is for sure, putting tanks and troops in American cities, as opposed to, say, the open southern border, is not about defending the United States. Of course, neither is poisoning troops, nor is elevating the teaching of idiocy and political correctness above, say, military readiness. Let's call this a directly related story, at least on the World War III front. Vladimir Putin put the West on notice as a headline from his speech at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, or SPIEF. He made it clear he knows that the West is planning, and who doesn't at this point, on supplying fighter jets to Ukraine, and the U.S. insists that those F-16s be, what else, folks? Poke that bear, nuclear-capable. Wonder how the United States would like it, outside of the White House, of course, if Russia started putting nuclear-capable fighters operating out of Havana or Matamoros. Putin pointed out that those jets, especially U.S. F-16s, require large, complicated maintenance operations, which cannot now be done in Ukraine because of the fear of being hit with Russian missiles, and justifiably so. Thus, it would be necessary, he suggests, for the planes to use bases that are at least currently safe. So, he said, that won't be the case for much longer, because if those fighter jets take off from NATO bases outside Ukraine and they enter Ukraine for battle, Russia will not be able to tell if those planes are armed with tactical nukes or not, and therefore, logically, they'll have to assume that they are, and under those circumstances, Russia, he says, will have no choice but to hit, what else, those very NATO bases, and they may have to do so with tactical nuclear weapons. In other words, we're warning you up front, you do this, it is yet another escalation, another poke that may lead to exactly where it seems like you are bound and determined to go, and that's nuclear warfare. You know what, folks? I can't help but think that most Americans would sleep better if they didn't think the diaper wear masquerading as president in the Oval Orifice wasn't senile and utterly incapable of making an independent decision outside of his Communist Chinese Party and deep state string pullers. The fact that everybody who's paying attention now knows beyond any reasonable doubt that he's on the take, too, certainly doesn't help. All of which at least might help to begin to explain why people could be a bit uneasy at American troops, once our allies, being deployed to maybe lock down American cities. But hey, let's not forget, could be three-letter agencies too. Here's another one of those stories that ought to raise more than a few eyebrows. I call it a sign of the times. So does the Gateway Pundit and Jim Hoft. It begins, says their headline, and that's apropos, 20 heavily armed IRS and ATF agents have raided a Great Falls gun store. As a matter of fact, the largest online internet mall for firearms and accessories, according to their claims anyway, in the country. Which may, your host can't help but think, explain a lot of what follows. And what did they go after? You betcha, they seized purchase records of firearms. Wonder what Big Brother in the White House is already threatening to come and take your guns might want with those. And by the way, folks, just in case you've been recently public school miseducated, the history of those unconstitutional infringements, in other words, the only way they even managed to get this abomination passed years and years ago, was to promise that they would never, ever be used for firearm registration, yeah, sure, and that they would not be seized, and they would only be turned over to Big Brother, and would never be put on a list anyway, after a licensed federal firearms dealer left that business of commerce. In an unprecedented move, it begins, 20 armed IRS and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, OOT firearms and explosives, and who knows what they'll add in later. Once you can infringe things that shall not be infringed, is there really any limit anymore? Anyway, those so-called agents carried out a raid on the Highwood Creek Outfitters gun store in Great Falls, Montana, and seized all of the Form 4473, you know, those infamous yellow sheets, prior restraint, infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, or even to buy them without permission from something antithetical to the Constitution and laws we once had. Documents, says the piece here, that record a buyer's information during unconstitutionally regulated firearms transactions. Tom Van Hoos, owner of Highwood Creek Outfitters, alleges that he'd been under constant surveillance by state and federal agencies for over 2 years, according to KRTV. And on Wednesday, the gun shop owner reported an unexpected visit from 20 heavily armed three-letter agency. And I'll admit, this is my term, your host's opinion. Jackbooted thugs, who reportedly arrived at the shop early in the morning as he was beginning to open for the day. Quote, we've now confirmed that both the IRS and ATF were at Highwood Creek Outfitters in Great Falls around 7 a.m. this morning, but neither the IRS nor ATF would say why they were there, said another report, this time from KMON Radio. A spokesliar for the IRS would only say they were there on official IRS business, which means whatever they want it to mean, folks, nothing more, nothing less, while the ATF excuses their presence by saying they were just providing assistance to the IRS. I guess that's plausible deniability. No, we weren't jonesing for those forms. Said the news outlet, we attempted to enter the store and were stopped by agents at the door who would only say, Achtung, the gun store is closed, and maybe, who knows, they'll reopen tomorrow. Van Hoo said that the federal scrutiny began 2 years ago and doesn't involve just those two three-letter agencies, but also includes, hey, guess who, folks, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I'll admit I have trouble getting that out in this current environment, the Department of Achtung, Homeland Security, and, of course, the Internal Revenue Service. Added the owner, they must think we're making a fortune in the gun business to investigate us like this, assuming we're hiding thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars. And your host can't help but think, hey, if that kind of money was involved, Hunter Biden would be in there somewhere, and you know the FBI would be looking the other way. So obviously something doesn't wash here. However, said the owner, anyone familiar with gun business profit margins would know that's not the case. He also claims he was told that the business had simply been reported. East German Stasi style, although he remains in the dark about just who or for what reason it had been reported. And here's a shocker. He says he believes the entire episode is politically motivated, to which all your hosts can add is, duh. Said Van Hoos, I can only assume it's because of the style of weapons that we have and the fact that the press is so against them. He said, the current administration, and I would have put a different word in there, as you know, seems to be hell-bent on getting those guns out of the hands of average Americans. And at this point, TGP reminds us, Highwood Creek Outfitters is, they say on their own website, America's largest online firearms and accessories mall. And the store is well known for selling what Van Hoos calls fun guns. And uh-oh, here's the problem, folks. That includes the infamous Biden-hated, most popular rifle in America, by the way, AR-15, which the Biden idiot lies about all the time, telling you things like,
do you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
And I'll say it again, you have to ask, is he really that incredibly, blindly ignorant, or is he just a horribly evil and bad liar? Okay, well, I guess I made my own point. Almost certainly both. But gee, folks, no wonder. Somebody probably wants to make an example out of this particular store. On the other hand, notes the Gateway Pundit, the incident has attracted political attention, as you might expect, with Congressman Matt Rosendale expressing his concern over the IRS and ATF unconstitutional, I put that word in there, actions, interpreting them as yet another example of the Biden regime's weaponization of three-letter federal agencies against hardworking Americans. He said, quote, I'm incredibly disturbed by initial reports that the IRS and ATF closed Highwood Creek Outfitters without any warning today, he said in a statement. This is yet another example of the Biden administration, sick, weaponizing federal agencies to target and harass hardworking Americans. We cannot allow Biden to continue expanding these agencies to infringe on our liberties, unquote. And he went on to ask if this is another example of what we might expect a lot more of once Big Brother gets those 87,000 or however many it is that they want, additional Achtung jackbooted, IRS agents to, what was it Jefferson said, harass our people and eat out their substance. And yes, just like the British tried to do, steal their firearms too. Given all the police state warnings of late, this seems especially apropos, although I guess you could also say, hey, who's really surprised by it? From Ethan Huff at Natural News, Amazon has shut down the so-called smart home of a man named Brandon Jackson. He was punished by the electronic Big Brother after his own Amazon Ring doorbell allegedly made a racist remark to a delivery person. How's that for AI? And so for that, Amazon shut him out of his own house for over a week. The house wouldn't let him in, and he was left with a house full of unresponsive devices, a silent Alexa, and a lot of questions. It was Memorial Day weekend. He thought at first he'd been hacked because he didn't get an email from Amazon or anybody else telling him what was going on. But eventually he realized, because automated cameras record everything on his property, that he was being punished. But eventually he was told that racist remarks coming from his doorbell would not be tolerated, and Amazon fixed it for him. But here's the kicker, folks. When it was all resolved, he said this. Even though he didn't get any email to inform him of the resolution, the incident, he said, stands as a stark reminder of the need for better customer service and a more nuanced approach to incident management. Personally, folks, I think there's another moral to the story here, and this guy just plain missed the point. Jim Quinn at the Burning Platform has a real tour de force of what's been going on of late up on his website. And this was actually written just a little less than a year ago, folks. But as I was looking through my notes today, I couldn't help but think, yeah, it really fits again. And you'll see why in just a minute. Just paddling while the empire burns, it begins. And he starts with a reference to that phrase, fiddling while Rome burns. It is, he says, an intriguing idiom, referencing the great fire which ravaged Rome for 6 days in 64 A.D., The legend, of course, is that Emperor Nero, one of the most sadistic, decadent, and cruel rulers of all time, well, at least up until recent decades, instead of taking actions to stop the fire, played his lyre while composing a song about Rome's destruction. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote that Nero was rumored to have sung about the destruction of Rome while watching the city burn, but it's likely this was just a myth. Still, though, folks, it's a great metaphor. The fire destroyed 70% of the city, left half the population homeless, and of course there are those who believe, I'm sure they would be called conspiracy theorists today, that Nero set the fire on purpose, especially after he used the land cleared by that fire to build his golden palace and its surrounding pleasure garden. And, being a soulless autocrat at heart, Nero did what all feckless politicians do. He blamed the Christians, an obscure religious sect at that time, for the fire, and had many of them arrested and, of course, executed. Whether that story is true or just a parable, the messages remain pertinent throughout history, and never more so than today. Arguably, occupying one's time doing inconsequential things while catastrophic events are underway is the ultimate in leadership failure. And of course, if those things are planned, your host can't help but think it's a couple of notches worse. Focusing on trivial matters while your people are suffering during a time of crisis is the mark of an ineffectual, irresponsible leader at best, or maybe one whose true purpose is to burn down society so that it can be built back better.
Build back Biden.
In the form of a communist totalitarian state ruled by a globalist elite cabal. Obviously, continues Jim Quinn, it's impossible to ignore the parallels to an American empire in flames, as the Biden Fuhrer, the hordes of hyena politicians in the District of Criminal Swamp, and their captured corporate propaganda media mouthpieces, not to mention the central bankster fiat printing enablers and the Davos billionaire cadre. But, he says, no doubt, it's become a conflagration destined to rage out of control and consume not just Rome, but the entire planet in flames. Yes, if you've read The Fourth Turning, you know we're in a time of crisis, our rendezvous with destiny. Not only is the American empire burning in an abstract sense, but once the Antifa, BLM, and pro-abortion terrorist groups, all of course funded by Soros and Gates et al., hit the streets, the country will be literally burning. The chaos, havoc, violence, and vitriol are being engineered by the puppeteers, a.k.a. invisible government, who control the minds of the masses through media manipulation, nonstop propaganda, technological deceit, and of course, socialist, I put that ist in there, folks, indoctrination through government schooling. It was succinctly described by Edward Bernays nearly a century ago and has been perfected by those governing the world today. And he quotes the line I'm sure you've heard before that used the phrase invisible government from propaganda at length. I wonder, though, if the people of Rome were as baffled by their emperor's total disregard for their well-being and safety as the city burned to the ground, as the minority of critical-thinking Americans are today, watching the Biden Fuhrer and his Obama-based handlers and their toadies in Congress who systematically burn our once great republic to the ground. No doubt, the Biden Fuhrer is an incompetent, low-IQ, hapless, dementia-ridden, racist pedophile, but what's happening in this country and across the globe is not due to mere incompetence, but a purposeful destruction of all productive structures, small businesses, constitutional rights, and, of course, societal norms. And I would add biblical standards, too, but that, of course, is politically incorrect even to suggest nowadays. In order to implement a totalitarian techno-gulag across the world run by a global elite of billionaires and their evil apparatchiks. That's quite a paragraph, folks, and it pretty well nails it. A crucial aspect of this new world order, says Jim Quinn, is massive depopulation of the planet to the desired number of serfs, less than half a billion, said the late, not-so-great Georgia Guidestones, needed to do the slave labor to keep the overlords in the luxury and splendor that they've become accustomed to. Private jets, yachts, fenced luxurious 25-bathroom mansions, armed with private security for them, while the serfs own nothing, eat bugs, and of course, oh, don't forget, they'll be happy, or at least be swiftly terminated, since guns will have long since been outlawed. Bottom line, says Luongo, quoting Cicero, our nation is beset by traitors within. And here he starts to get to the real nitty-gritty. The pockets of firestorms, says Quinn, swirling out of control across the world and purposely ignited by those running the show, makes it difficult to distinguish between fires detonated as distractions and the real inferno destined to reduce the world to ashes. Understand, though, that everything roiling the world over the past 27 months plus has been initiated and or utilized by the ruling oligarchs in order to implement their master plan of build back better as they burn the world to the ground. Even the distractions, though, are designed to further the agenda, like the latest example, the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. And while the lunatic left riots and protests in left-wing cities where they can murder an unborn child anytime they want, and woke corporations virtue signal on behalf of sacrifices to Molech, it gives the left-wing media something to scream about other than the J6 insurrection, and he puts that in quotes, hearings that no one wants to watch anyway. Pride Month is, again, nothing but a giant distraction where drag queens, teachers grooming children, and transgendered BS are jammed down our throats, and corporations attempt to capitalize on the worship of abnormality. We're there, he says, the place that William Casey, CIA director, wrote about in 1981. Quote, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. The January 6th armed insurrection farce, he says, led without arms by a Buffalo guy, initiated by FBI plants like Ray Epps and Antifa infiltrators, is another giant engineered distraction. It's all designed to cover up the traitorous coup conducted against Trump by deep state players in the Oval Office. You know, the three-letter agencies and the puppet master, as well as the wicked witch herself, Hillary Clinton. And the Washington establishment, a.k.a. One Party, instituted yet another distraction last week under the guise of, oh, say it with me, folks, protecting the children. Another unconstitutional gun grab that basically says to hell with the entire Bill of Rights. Even if red flag laws, which have already correctly been deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, are overturned, that didn't stop the likes of Pelosi, Schumer, and a bunch of traitorous Republican rhinos from virtue signaling and committing treason in the process. Until it's overturned, it'll be used to take away the guns of anyone not towing the Big Brother line. And as your host has noted for some time, it's also intended to kick off a hot civil war. Just as was the case with the Biden-Fuhrer's unconstitutional demand, Achtung, that all employers mandate the Zyklon B injection, knowing full well it was unconstitutional, and tearing up the Bill of Rights in the process, the ruse worked anyway, as tens of thousands of employers mandated the poison poke before it was deemed what it actually always was, illegal as hell. But still, folks, they've managed to kill who knows how many, tens probably of millions of people that are now dead folks walking. And I like this good one-paragraph summary. Just as Nero blamed the Christians for the disaster he created, Biden blames Putin, Trump, oil companies, the unvaxxed, lawful gun owners, and the 70 million voters who still consider him to be an illegitimate fake president for the 10-alarm fire engulfing the economy, stock market, and the society he continues to debase with far-left, utterly fascist policies. At the current trajectory, Biden should go down in history as infamous as Nero, with his fatally reckless actions trying to initiate World War III with Russia. Quinn recounts the sort of details there. I won't, because you already know them. But as Biden spends his days in a dementia-ridden haze, falling off bikes, crapping his pants, smelling little children, pumping green energy fantasies, and honoring mentally damaged LGBTQ++ icons while pretending to be president, his handlers orchestrate everything he does, says, or thinks, and the country accelerates towards economic implosion, global war, civil chaos, and hardship never experienced, at least since the 1930s, for average Americans. Now here, folks, your host has to make one more observation. In the 1930s, the family farm was still a very much real and available thing. It saved a whole lot of lives. That, of course, has been systematically destroyed in the decades since. So that safety net isn't there this time around. Neither, of course, will be diesel-powered tractors, trucks, or locomotives. Not to mention nitrates and fertilizers, and a whole bunch of food processing facilities that have been mysteriously and suddenly burned to the ground. Here he quotes Leonard Cohen's famous song, and the lyrics that say, everybody knows. In this case, everybody knows the 2020 election was stolen. Everybody knows we're on the wrong path, to put it mildly. Everyone knows Biden is brain dead. Everyone knows Kamala is the dumbest human being on planet Earth. And, oh yeah, we also know that if she kept her legs together, she wouldn't be where she is today. Everyone knows Biden's team are a bunch of incompetent diversity hires. Everyone knows we just, pissed away $54 billion down a Ukrainian toilet. Biden's responsible for double-digit inflation, intended to go much higher, not to mention $5 gas, also intended to go a whole lot higher, and everybody knows bad things are going to happen over the next 2 years. And finally, he concludes what most of us know. The conspiracy theorists have been right all along, including the fact that the most sadistic and insidious aspect of their depopulation conspiracy are the so-called vaccines that don't keep anyone from contracting, spreading, being hospitalized, or dying from COVID, pumped into the bodies now of almost 5 billion people, while actual thinking doctors, not yet bought off or intimidated by Big Pharma, warned over a year ago about the side effects, the ADE, or antibody-dependent enhancement created by the not vaccines, and the dangers of myocarditis and other heart and clotting issues, especially in seemingly healthy young people, and they warned about potential impacts on fertility. And for their troubles, most ended up being banned by the likes of Twitter and to Facebook. While the Centers for Death and Control and the federal death agencies, along with Fauci, Pfizer, Moderna, and the other evil servants of Satan, continue to lie and obfuscate. So, the good news, everybody knows, at least most of those with eyes to see or ears to hear. The question is, from here on out, what will we do about it? And may Yahuwah bless you and yours.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.